You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Surf Life Saving New Zealand has been operating for over 100 years. They make sure beaches are safe to swim at. They recently issued tips on how to stay safe this summer, which is predicted to be long and hot, perfect swimming weather. To start our interview, I asked Surf Life Saving New Zealand CEO Steve Fisher to tell us a bit more about Surf Life Saving New Zealand.
So we've been around for over 110 years. We started down in the Wellington region and we've been saving lives ever since. And we now have 74 clubs throughout the country and we operate on about 92 beaches each year.
I understand you've never had a drowning between the flags. Why is that?
Well, yeah, it's a common saying to swim between the flags. It's still the best way to ensure that everyone enjoys their time in the water safely. So surf lifeguards are very experienced and they choose the best part of the beach to set up the flags. And of course, that's where they focus a lot of their attention during the course of any given day. We increasingly have patrols that, of course, go up and down the beach in various vehicles, whether that's IRBs or on the four-wheel drives. But the flags is always the safest way to ensure you enjoy that beach.
What is the Indian Ocean Dipole and what does it mean for the temperature and length of this summer?
What I do know is that we have got confirmed and established El Nino pattern in New Zealand this year. And that's likely to mean a long, hot summer in northern parts of the country and quite high winds.
Why and how is it important for people to learn how to float?
Well, float's a basic thing to do. If you ever find yourself in trouble, it's a way that you can stay safe and you can conserve energy. And then if you can raise your hand and signal to the lifeguards or to those on shore as well, it's like the most basic thing you can do to ensure if you get into trouble, you can look after yourself and signal to others for help.
How can Kiwis find the safest place to swim?
Yeah, so remember if you're heading to the beach, it's always a good idea to check out a website, www.safeswim.org.nz, and that way you can find out where the lifeguarded beaches are and ensure you can always therefore swim between the red and the yellow flags, which is always the safest place to swim.
Your guidelines say, if in doubt, stay out. Why is this?
Yeah, that's right. It's basically, look, obviously the water in the beach is an unpredictable environment, right? So waves can be bigger than they look. There are dangerous rip currents, which can be really hard to spot if you're uninitiated, and weather conditions can be unpredictable. So listen to your gut, really. If you're not a confident swimmer or if you feel uncomfortable at all about the conditions, then that's pretty simple. If in doubt, stay out.
How can we keep children safe in the water?
Well, look, there's a couple of things there, right? I think you should always keep children within arm's reach if you're in or near the water. Waves can very quickly and unexpectedly knock kids off their feet and sweep them away. So absolutely keep them with arm's reach and always keep a close eye on them when they're in the water.
What should you do if you see someone in trouble in the water?
Yeah, so like if you're in trouble and the surf lifeguards are in patrol, you need to let them know. And the simplest way to do that is to raise your hand or to wave your hands if you can. If you don't see any lifeguards and you see someone else in trouble, then the quickest thing you should do is call 111 and ask for the police. So the police and ourselves have a direct line to each other and we can always coordinate others who can help. So, you know, if you're in the water yourself and in trouble, signal for help. If you see someone else signaling for help, contact lifeguards. If not, call 111.
Finally, can you give a summary of tips to help Kiwis stay safe in the water this summer?
Look, always, you know, if you're heading to the beach, the number one thing is check out www.safeswim.org.nz because that's going to show you where the lifeguarded beaches are in your area. And that will enable you to swim between the red and yellow flags, which always show the safest place to swim on any beach.
That was Steve Fisher, CEO of Surf Life Saving New Zealand, giving us some tips on how to stay safe at the beach this summer.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.